So basically, after initial counting sphere timers, we know the pasuk is svarta. One has to go svarta, one has to go ahead and count. And this sphere has to be done with pet. One has to be verbally expressed sphere. So timer, other methods not verbally expressed do not count. If one is mechashev or simply has a machshav, he's maharer. Sphere timer that will not count. There's a question in the pasukim in many places. What about ksivas? Ksiva ksiva or not? If you write something, does that have the status of something expressed verbally, or is that simply the same thing as hearer? It's transmittable. It can be given over b'ksav, but it's not the same thing as speaking it out. Now, our place we find in halacha that ksiva has the same status. However, here's a bit of a question. The place is not that clear. But our Shulchan says that ksiva in this case is clearly not kedibur. He says the entire concept of ksiva kedibur is when the job one has to do is to express what's going on inside one's brain. You're learning Torah, so you want to give it over. There's no specific format what you have to say. The idea of limud Torah is you want to give over what's inside your brain. So you can give over b'ksav, you can give over ba'amira. You could say it, you could write it. They both accomplish the same thing. There will equate the two. But when a specific statement has to be made under those circumstances, ksiva is not kedibur, and therefore, in this case, you have to make a specific statement of the date. Ksiva will not be kedibur. Somebody goes ahead and he writes the date of the Eimer, he is not Yaisa. And if he writes a date without making the, prior to saying the correct date, he can go ahead and make a bracha and count properly. Likewise, if somebody were to email or text somebody what the tonight's date is, assuming it's after this man already and one text, there's no problem whatsoever. It's not called counting. Even if you're going to go ahead and say, which is arguable in the first place, that's called ksiva. But nonetheless, even if it is ksiva, that doesn't have a status. Ksiva is not called kedibur, and one can go ahead and count with a bracha, even though one has done so. As far as what type of mir one has to say, so we say Lashon HaKodesh. What happens if one has no idea what he is saying? So the Magen Avraham points out that even Lashon HaKodesh, he says by davening, Lashon HaKodesh works even if the person who's saying it has no idea the words he's saying, what they mean. He says the reason why it's unique by tefillah. He says that tefillah is going on, ikar, primarily, is avodah shebelev. It's going on inside your heart. And Kadosh Baruch Hu's Baruchim Avavis, he knows what you mean to say. So he puts together the words you're trying to say the Chazal instituted, and he uses those to harness the hergish that's going on inside your heart, and that works, but it's a unique aspect by tefillah. It's something on a different scenario where you have to go ahead and make a statement. If you have no idea what you're saying, then the statement really isn't very much of a statement. And therefore, if somebody is not a Lashon HaKodesh, under such circumstances, he will not be Yotza by saying it in Lashon HaKodesh. He can go ahead and say it in any language he wants. However, the later Pais can point out, that even the Magen Avraham seemingly agree, as the Magen Avraham says this by Dick, we mentioned earlier, as far as by getting rid of Chametz, if you make a statement and you know the intent of your statement, you know exactly what it means, you just don't know how the words match up. Someone says he's getting rid of his Chametz, Kafir Da'ara. He doesn't know the translation of Kafir Da'ara, but he knows the purpose of saying that getting rid of his Chametz is a legal statement of getting rid of all your Chametz. That's enough. It suffices because he knows what he's saying. He knows what the words generally mean. He just doesn't know how to connect it to. That would be enough. They point out here too, by Sfiras Omer, if you know what night it is, if you know what you want to count, you know the number, you know what you want to count, and you say the words and you don't know how to translate them, but again, you know what you're trying to say, and you know that these words equal that, that will be called a sufficient Amira, and one would be Yaisa. It's also interesting to point out that the Amira we need here, another halacha, it has to be a very deliberate statement. If it's not a statement that you're coming to say what the night is, under such circumstances, it's not a statement at all, even though you have verbally expressed it. A case in point would be Marsham, Kaf Chaim, let's point out, let's say you go over to somebody and you ask him, what's tonight? And I'll say, tonight's going to be number 35. So you ask your friend, what's tonight? And he tells you, tonight's 35. So you very likely went ahead and messed it up for him. He who said, tonight's 35, can no longer go ahead and count with the bracha. What about if you go over to your friend and you say, is tonight 35? Am I right, tonight's 35? If you do that, the Marsham and Kaf Chaim say, that's not accounting whatsoever, even though you have said that tonight's 35. You say, tonight's 35, is that correct? No matter whichever way you structure it, the bottom line, as long as the question, it's not you're not making an affirmation, not making a serious statement, that it's 35, but will not be Yitzah, even though he has said the words and asked that today is 35, that will not be called accounting.